Hello everyone who's listening. Thank you for coming into this WeChat class today. My name is Akiko and I am the gastroenterologist at Parkway Health. I am Japanese and came to Shanghai around 6 years ago. Although I left a few months to refresh my skills in Japan, I have been in Shanghai almost constantly. I see a broad range of patients from expats to the locals. And I speak mainly English, as you can see from my American accent. I grew up in U.S., but I practiced mainly in Japan and U.S. So I will be talking about constipation, which is a very common problem in women. I hope you enjoy my talk. The reason I chose constipation as the main theme of the talk today is because it is a condition and a problem that is more common in women than in men. And this week is Women's Week for Parkway. So it is not a simple problem. It can affect your everyday life. It will make you feel bloated, look fatter, and can even cause irritation and psychological problems. First, I want to talk about how food gets removed from your body, the normal way the food moves down your digestive tract. As food goes down your tract, useful components are absorbed, which will be water, nutrients, vitamins. Things like that will be taken out of the waste. And the interior walls of the digestive system are also renewed every day, which means that the old skin of the digestive tract falls off and adds to the bulk of the waste. Lastly, the food waste and old skins are gathered up and taken out of your body as stool. Constipation can vary from person to person. Some people may feel constipated if they don't have a bowel movement every day. Some people may feel totally okay even if they only go once a week. However, the medical definition of constipation is less than 3 bowel movements per week, which means that if you're only going on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, you are constipated, which is lasting for several weeks or longer. So if you have constipation for a week, this would not fulfill the medical definition of constipation. As mentioned in the previous slide, as food normally moves through the digestive tract, nutrients and things that are necessary for your body are absorbed. The partially digested food or waste that remains moves from the small intestine to the large intestine, which is the last part of the digestive tract. The large intestine, or the colon, which are the same things, absorbs water from this waste, which creates a solid matter that is the stool. If you have constipation, food may move too slowly through the last part of the digestive tract. This gives the colon more time, or too much time, to absorb water from the waste. The stool becomes dry, hard, and difficult to push out. Constipation is one of the most frequent gastrointestinal complaints. At least 2.5 million people in U.S. see a doctor each year for this condition. People of all ages can have an occasional bout of constipation, but there are also certain people and situations that are more likely to lead to becoming more consistently constipated or chronic constipation, and I am going to discuss a little bit more about this in the slides following. As mentioned, constipation is a very common problem, and everyone remembers a time when they had constipation for a day or two. But when is the timing to seek medical help? It will be when you have chronic constipation. This is an abnormal state for the digestive tract, and it is better to seek medical facilities to make sure that everything is okay. The slide shows the medical definition of chronic constipation. The constipation would be fewer than 3 stools per week, having lumpy or hard stool, straining to have bowel movements, feeling a blockage in your rectum and not feeling the emptiness after a bowel movement also would be included in the term of constipation. Needing help to empty your rectum, which would be using enemas or fingers to remove stool, or having a painful bowel movement are also included as constipation. If you have 2 or more symptoms for the last 3 months, then it would fulfill the criteria for a chronic constipation, and this is the timing to go see a doctor. There are several groups of people who are at higher risk for having constipation. Aging, people who do not drink enough fluids, eating a diet low in fiber, people who do not exercise regularly, take certain types of medication, or have mental health conditions, have a higher risk for having the constipation. However, just being a woman is also a risk factor. There are two big reasons for having constipation. One is a movement problem where the bowels are not pushing the stool at the regular speed or the strength that it should be moving. Second is a blockage problem where the pathway where stool is moving down is blocked for some reason. First, I would like to talk about a few of the common movement problems. One is hormone imbalance caused by diabetes, thyroid or parathyroid problems, or pregnancy, which can alter a lot of the hormones in women's body. Also, pregnancy means that you have a baby inside your womb, which can squish the intestines and slow down the passage of stool. Another movement problem could be difficulty with muscles involved in pushing out the stool. For example, the muscles in the pelvis does not relax properly when the stool needs to come out of your body. The pelvic muscles do not coordinate properly so that stool can be pushed out. Weakened pelvic muscles, which is a very common problem after pregnancy and vaginal birth, can also be a cause to have constipation. Another reason to have a movement problem would be neurological problems. This means that the nerves around the colon or rectum are not working effectively. It could be that you had some damage to the nerves that control the function of the rectum for some reason, and other neurological problems like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, spinal cord injury, or stroke. The below four are very obvious, and you would know if you had them. But the first one could be something that you did not know you had, and maybe something that needs to be explored with additional exams. The second big problem is blockage. There are several reasons for blockage in the digestive tract. It could be something in the colon, like a stricture. You could have a tumor that is blocking the way. It could be inside that colon or something that is outside but is pushing a colon. It could be an anal fissure, which causes a lot of pain and bleeding. One of the very common questions that I get asked is, can constipation lead to other health problems? The answer is yes. It could lead to hemorrhoids, anal fissure, which are the problems of the exit and can be caused by excessive pushing. Fecal impaction is when the stool gets stuck in the rectum and cannot get out. If this happens, then you need to come see a doctor to get the plug out. Too much pushing can also cause pelvic floor damage, which can lead to further constipation. The second question is, does having constipation cause toxins to build up in my body and make me sick? The answer to this question is no, but scientific data shows that constipation lowers the quality of life physically and also mentally. There are accumulated data showing that although the answer is no right now, in the future, the answer might change to yes with additional studies and data that is being explored right now. Another question is, does having constipation elevate my risk for having other diseases that is not related to the digestive tract? This is one of the newest studies that came out, and the answer is now yes. People with constipation have a higher risk of death from cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes. There is not enough data to know exactly why constipation is leading to strokes and heart attacks, but more further studies are being done to show, well, is it the toxins that I talked about in the previous slide? Is it the pushing? Is it something else that we don't know about? Further studies will show and tell us in the future. As I mentioned, everyone can have a short period of constipation anytime in their life. And I don't think everyone wants to be running to the doctor every time they have constipation. So I want to talk about a few things you can do at home before you come see me. I will talk about 6 things to avoid constipation and describe them one by one in the further slides following this. First is eat foods high in fiber. This is a very common knowledge, and you probably will see this the first thing if you Google constipation. Adding fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber foods to your diet is a common knowledge, most likely. But eating fewer high-fat foods like meat, eggs, and cheese may help. Prunes and or bran cereal will also help, as they are very high in fiber, and you do not need to eat too much to get a sufficient amount of fiber in your system. Seaweed, mushrooms, and beans are actually very difficult for your digestive tract to break down, and they will help also. Lastly, you can add an over-the-counter supplement fiber to your diet if you do not manage to eat enough of these foods naturally. The second thing you can do is drink plenty of water. Now, this is actually the most important thing for your stool to not become hard and dry, and can help very much in avoiding constipation. You can see on the slide that the water in part consists of the fluids that may be added to your stool when they are going down the digestive tract. You can take in around 2 liters of water from drinking and food without excessive fluid intake consciously taken throughout the day. Saliva will also add 1 liter. Stomach acid will also add 2 liters of fluid to the stool bulk. Liquids produced by other organs like the gallbladder and pancreas will add 4 liters, and in total, 9 liters of water is included in your stool by the time they go down the digestive tract. However, your digestive tract also absorbs water as it travels down. Small intestine absorbs 7 to 8 liters, and the large intestine absorbs 1 liter, which means that the total of water taking into your body will be 8 to 9 liters. The difference of the water thrown into the stool bulk and taken out of the stool bulk is around only 150 ml, which is a small cup of water. So as you can see, if you don't consciously drink enough water, there's only 1 cup of water to lubricate the stool to come out of your body. If you drink 1 more liter, then that's 1 more liter purely adding to the stool and can make the stool much softer and easier to go down the digestive tract. Regular exercise will definitely help. Cardio exercises like swimming, running will motivate the intestines to move. Just 5 to 10 minutes may be enough, but you may already walk 5 to 10 minutes and do not feel the effect. If cardio exercises are not enough, you can do specific exercises or postures to help the intestines to move. For example, this posture in this slide will push the intestines. And also, if you breathe deeply 10 times while in this pose, the diaphragm will push the intestines internally and tell the intestines, hey, you need to move. While you're working, you probably don't want to suddenly stand up, lie on the floor, and do the previous pose. So what you can do while you're working is sit in a chair, raise your back, straighten your back, cross your legs, and do the posture as shown in this slide. Again, breathe deeply 10 times where the diaphragm can push the intestines, then switch the other side, breathe deeply again. Another lifestyle change you could do is try not to change your routine. A lot of people may recall when they are traveling, they have constipation, and when they're home, the constipation goes away naturally. This is because you change your routine. You're in an exotic place. Maybe you're not eating the same foods. You're not sleeping at the same time. Time differences also make a huge difference physically. Maybe you do not feel it mentally, but your intestines will. Try to eat around the same time every day. Please try to sleep and exercise around the same time every day. Your colon will be aware that this is not time to rest. This is a time when the food will be coming down and they will move properly. If your constipation is connected to the amount of the stress level, then it is not only in your imagination. Stress is medically proven to worsen constipation. As a woman, it's very difficult to juggle home and your private life and also work if you are working. You may not have a proper amount of fluids because you're so busy. Try to manage stress physically and mentally. This would definitely help to improve constipation. Lastly, this is one of the most important things following the fluid intake, is don't miss the urge to go. Your intestines are constantly moving 24/7, regardless of if you're eating or if you're resting or if you're sleeping. However, strong, large movements occur after a meal. You can see there are two types of movements on the GIF. One is pushing down the food effectively. The other one is swishing the food around. The swishing food around is constantly happening throughout the day, but large movements to push the stool down and strongly only happens after a meal. It's very different from person to person how soon after a meal this would happen, but when you feel like you want to go, you need to go to the toilet. If you do not go at this timing, you will lose the chance for the intestine to push the stool out of your body. What can also happen is that your colon will misunderstand that, oh, this is not the right time to push, and they will not push the next time, which means that the only movement that is happening is the one on the right, just swishing the food around. This would cause absorption of the water excessively and make dry, hard pellet-like stools and worsen the constipation. It's better to sit down on the toilet if you feel the urge to go, even if you do not have an actual bowel movement. If none of my suggestions work, you may want to go to the pharmacy and grab something off the shelf to help you go. However, please be careful with laxatives and enemas. Depending on the type of the laxatives, you can become dependent or addicted to it. What would happen is that your colon will need the stimulation from the medicine or the enema to be able to go, and you will need to take more and more and more laxatives or enemas in order for you to go. You will not be able to go naturally anymore. So before you reach that shelf with the laxatives, it may be a good idea to visit a doctor and make sure it is not the type that is can make you addicted. And also some can worsen actually the constipation. So please check before you go and take something on your own. As mentioned in the slide, constipation can be a sign for something that is happening in your body. Blockages will not be improved with laxatives, and an overuse of laxatives can lead to other problems. It's better to go see a doctor if you have chronic constipation. Please try to drink a lot of fluids, try to exercise regularly, try to live a healthy life with less stress, but if these all do not work, please book an appointment with a gastroenterologist. Thank you for listening. I hope everything was clear. If you have any questions, please send to the chat and I will try to answer as much as possible. Thank you for a good question. Drinking cold water here in China is thought to be in general not very good for the body, but actually this is a very Chinese culture, and in other countries, before I came to China, I've never heard of this cold water is bad thing. So medically, it does not matter. Please drink whatever is comfortable for you. Maybe cold water in the summer and warm water in the winter might be reasonable. Thank you for the question. I think this is a very common problem for a lot of women when they have their period, the bowel movements become very irregular. There are two reasons for this. One is that the hormone fluctuation is very big during period. It is not, women's hormones are not made at the regular amount that they should be when you're not having your period. The second reason is that the uterus is right in front of the last part of the colon called the rectum. And the uterus is pushing the blood out of the inside, and that will actually also push the rectum and send wrong signals at the wrong timing for the intestines to move. So this is the reason why a lot of people see that, well, they're not usually constipated, but they do have constipation, or maybe the other way around.